The landfalls of two different storms in two different parts of the world headline today's show. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to everyone watching worldwide. We'll start in the Asian country of Vietnam. Typhoon Malawi struck its east coast on Wednesday. It was the equivalent of a Category 2 hurricane when it made landfall. Its wind speeds were just over 100 miles per hour, and Vietnam's prime minister expected it would affect a large part of his country as Malawi carried heavy rain along with its dangerous winds. October is part of Vietnam's rainy season, but this has been a particularly destructive year. We told you exactly a week ago how excessive rains had caused deadly flooding and landslides in the country. Typhoon Malawi could make things worse, soaking areas that have already been inundated with rain. It's the fourth named storm system to make landfall in Vietnam this month. And on the other side of the northern hemisphere, the U.S. state of Louisiana is weathering its fifth named storm of this busy season. Zeta was expected to make landfall on Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane with wind speeds of around 100 miles per hour, and it was expected to bring rain to several states in the American Southeast. The silver lining to this particular system is that it was fast moving. That can get things over with faster in the areas it hits, as opposed to slowly turning overhead and lashing them for hours with powerful wind and heavy rain. Before it made landfall in Louisiana, Zeta had hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 1 storm. Hurricane Zeta is named for a letter of the Greek alphabet. That's what meteorologists use when they run out of names on their annual list. It follows tropical storms Cristobal and Marco and hurricanes Laura and Delta to all make landfall in Louisiana this year. It's the first time that state has been hit by five named storms in the same season since record-keeping began in 1851. And Hurricane Zeta tied two records set in 2005, one for the most named storms, there were 27 in each year, and one for the most times a single state was hit in a storm season. Florida also saw five storms make landfall in 2005.